Okay, we left off on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Before we begin the Gemara, I just said I would say a word about Lag BaOmer, so if I could take the opportunity. We're currently in Eretz Yisrael. I think everyone here came from Chutz Laretz. During the course of the year, you felt some differences between being in Chutz Laretz and being in Eretz Yisrael. Probably the main difference is in terms of the nature of Chol HaMoed, where in Chutz Laretz it's Chol, and here it's Moed. In terms of Hanukkah, in terms of Purim, which in Chutz Laretz tend to be in Rishus HaYochid, and here it turns into Rishus HaRabim, both Mitzad HaHalacha and Mitzad the culture. The uniqueness, however, I really feel of being in Eretz Yisrael, Dafka is Lag BaOmer, which, to the best of my knowledge, basically doesn't exist on the calendar in America except for having a sports day in the yeshiva high schools. Go out, shoot bows and arrows, and bowling, and whatever. And in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just a question of the religious community, it's a national event. I don't want to call it a holiday. It's a national event already from the day after Pesach, sort of like Groundhog Day, right? All the children begin taking any piece of wood that is not nailed into place, even some that are nailed into place. And this has nothing to do with being religious. It's just being part of being Jewish in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know what to call it. Yerushalayim, it's hard to speak about an aliyah from Yerushalayim to anywhere else, but there is a nihira, a flow of hundreds of thousands of individuals, sometimes close to 500,000, which in terms of the population of the country is like 40 million Americans, something like that, going to Meiron. And not all of them are Hasidim v'Anshei Maisa. You're dealing with much more of an amcha, in a very, very real sense. And the question is really like, what's going on over here? What is this part of our religion? Is this something that we relate to? So my humble opinion, just as Mishnah Rosh Hashanah begins, Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, I think I mentioned this last year, that we have four different Rosh Hashanah, we also have four different days that can be considered to be Matan Torah during the course of the year. We have Shavuos, we have Yom Kippur, we have Purim, and we have Lag BaOmer. Shavuos is the Luchos Rishonos of Torah Shebichsav. Yom Kippur is the Luchos Shnios of Torah Shebichsav. Rav Shechter enjoys quoting the Kedushas Levi. I think it's the only Kedushas Levi Rav Shechter quotes, Rav Yisrael Barditchev, that Purim is the Matan Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's the concept of Kiyimu v'Kiblu, Kiyimu mashikiblu kvar. That's when Torah Shebaal Peh began its explosion in terms of what we know as the Tkufa of Anshei Knesset HaGdola and Tanoim, Amoraim, etc. The Purim was the impetus for the world of Torah Shebaal Peh, going beyond Eretz Yisrael. And Lag BaOmer is the Matan Torah of Torah Sasod. By the nature of Torah Sasod, this is something which is always going to be shrouded in mystery. It's fascinating when you open up Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel and you look to see what it says about Lag BaOmer, and the Prumei Gadim says that Me'eze Tam, for some strange reason, Lag BaOmer was chosen as the day that the Minhage Avelus the Sfira would be either temporarily stopped or come to an end. In other words, that in the Chaber and Ramah they speak about Pascha HaMagefa, but if it's only a din of Pascha HaMagefa, then you have two halacha l'maisa conclusions. A, that one should be saying Tachanun on Erev Lag BaOmer, and B, that it's from the morning of Lag BaOmer, Mitzad the Ashkenazim, and Mixas Hayom Kukulo. Minag of Klal Yisrael is not to say Tachanun on the Erev Lag BaOmer. It's like you spoke about Pesach Sheni, whether one says Tachanun on the day before a day on which one doesn't say Tachanun, That tells us something about the nature of the day. If it's simply a day on which something happened, like Pesach Sheni, it was a day on which a korban was brought, or Erev Yom Kippur, it's a day on which there is a mitzvah of achila connected to the following day, and then one says Tachanun on the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, and the mitzvah and the mincha before Pesach Sheni. Masha Enkein, if we're dealing with a day that has a unique character, be it a character of Kedusha Sayom, like Shabbos and Yontif, or be it a character that infuses the entire day, like Rosh Chodesh, or Tu B'Av, or Tu B'Shvat, then one doesn't say Mincha on the day before. In terms of Lag BaOmer, there was a minhag in Ashkenaz that to say Tachanun Erev Lag BaOmer, and that's fitting with the Ramah that it's Pascha HaMageifa, so it's like Pesach Sheni. However, that which is Mekubal, and that which the Achronim hold of, be it from the Mahri Asad, Ibn Chasitzchak, Moshe Feinstein, is that one doesn't say Tachanun Erev Lag BaOmer, because Lag BaOmer begins already at night, the Minhage Sfira already broken at night, one can have weddings already the night of Lag BaOmer, one can take a haircut night of Lag BaOmer, Puk Chazit Maidam Chadabar in terms of music, on Leil Lag BaOmer, that... And that's me'ezet ta'am. That has nothing to do with Pascha HaMageifa. And the ezet ta'am, that phrase, I don't recall it anywhere else in the Prima Gadim, generally always speaks, speaks directly. Why just leave it up in the air? But that's the whole nature of Torah Sasod, that we're dealing with the Masoras from the Ari, that this was a day on which the fountains sprung forth, the day on which Roshum Bar Yochai was Niftar, he opened up everything to the Talmidim, Idra Rabba, the Idra Zutra, that all of that which had remained in a much more esoteric circle all of a sudden broke forth to a larger esoteric circle until the time of the Rishonim, time of the Ramban, where it broke to a larger Hamevin Yavin, and then moving over to the Ari and the world of Chasidus, the world of the Gra. Say the two in the same breath. In other words, where you have Perushim on the Sifra Ditznusa, on the Zohar, etc., until Madonna and company. Where Torah Sasod has become a parallel to Torah Sanigla. But Torah Sasod is really a much more than questions of amulets and klipos and spheros and v'chulei. That's the levush, if you want to, of Torah Sasod. But Torah Sasod, in its essence, can be summarized in one word, and that is ahava, the relationship to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very unique sense. There's Gemara later on in Gittin, and Daf Samach Zayin, Amud Aleph, the end of Perek HaOmer, where we have Isi ben Yehuda, Hayamone Shvachan Shal Chachamim. Like we have in Pirkei Avos, where Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai spoke about the Shevach of his five Talmidim. So in Avos Rav Nosson, we have Isi ben Yehuda speaking about Rav Meir, Chacham Vesofer, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, v'chulei v'chulei. And the Gemara over there continues after Mishnas Rav Eliezer Kavanaki, Rav Yossi Nimuko Imo, that moves over to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and it says, V'chein amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai l'talmidav, Bonai, and that's an important word we'll discuss in a few minutes, Shanu midosai, I want you to absorb, to l'shanem, to make it part of you, my midot, shemidosai trumot mitrumot midosav Rabbi Akiva. That we know the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that after the 12,000 pairs of Talmidim Rabbi Akiva died in the Magefa Shel Nahagu Kavod Zebazeh, Rabbi Akiva went to Chachmei Hadorom and gave smicha to five Chachamim, Rav Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, etc. That the Rabbi Akiva was the Rebbe of Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon is saying that my Torah is a distillation of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, midosai trumos mitrumos midosav shel Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva is im kol kisvei hakodesh kodesh shir hashirim kodesh kadoshim, And that's what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai distilled in the Ma'ara, where he moved out of, ran away, was Bareach from the culture of the world, the Roman culture, that he already viewed before he went to the Ma'ara as L'tzorchei Atzmam. It's all egotistical. It's all what they're going to get out of it, be it the bridges, be it the bathhouses. It's all for them. And to try and live a life without negiot, not what's in it for me, but rather what's in it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all for the boss. And that's what he developed in the Ma'ara. And via that, he moved over into understanding a very, very special understanding of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Mishnah at the end of Yuma, Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Ashreichem lufnei mi atem metaharim, mi metahar eschem, avichem shebashamayim. To view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as that which has come down to us as Tata Zisa. To view HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avinu Sheba Shamayim. The Gemara in Taina speaks about the fact that there was once a Batzoret, there was a lack of rain, Yorad Rav Elazar to the Amud Velo Na'ana, Yorad Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Avinu Malkeinu, not Malkeinu Avinu, Avinu Malkeinu, and Miyad Na'ana, namely that Rabbi Akiva stressed the Avinu. His other Talmud, Rav Meir, took his Torah to a practical conclusion that Klal Yisrael considers to be banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bein osin ritzono, bein lo osin ritzono. They're kriyim banim. That's the way we paskin, even though normally Machlokas, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Meir, we paskin like Rav Yehuda. Here the Rashba says we paskin like Rav Meir. And this was the Masoris of Rav Shimon bar Yochai. It's sort of distilled in terms of one line in the Zohar, in which it says, Ilmale havu yadai bonai. Ilmale hayu yadai b'nei nasha. If people would simply know, Godel rachbenusa, derachim lankut shebrichu Yisrael, have a shagin kikfiraya, they would roar like lions, umarimin levushayhu, ulamirdaf abasre. They would run after HaKadosh Baruch Hu if they only knew how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them. And that's the nature of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the nature of Avinu, Bonaihem, the concept of stressing, the concept of Bnei Bechori Yisrael. And that love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns into a mutual love story. Klal Yisrael is loved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai turned it into, and therefore, following Rabbi Akiva, I will love every Jew, because I'm dealing over here with the Tzelem Elohim. By loving every Jew, I'm loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By loving every Jew, I am being part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's loving Klal Yisrael, and that's the Hod Sheba Hod, that's the Sphira of Lag BaOmer, that everyone's included, everyone, no matter how low the person may have lowered himself in terms of Ben Adam HaMakom, in terms of Ben Adam HaChavero, there's b'chol zot this Klal Yisrael concept that's involved in the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us and to one another. And that's Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that B'yamav lo nira keshes ba'anan, that there was never a point at which, during his lifetime, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought of destroying Klal Yisrael. Yochol haya liftor es Klal Ha'olam kulo min hadin, Maren Suka and Daf Memhei, and the concept of Bonai Shanu Midosai. This is Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and this is to a certain extent, whether they know it or not, whether we know it or not, what draws Klal Yisrael to Meirom. It's not something which is explainable. There's no you can't put your finger. It's not a sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's kimat purely a world of Torah Sheba Al Peh. But of Torah Sheba'al Peh, on the level of Torah Sasod, on the level of that which is felt from within rather than necessarily from without. And that's the Zohar, the light, which is expressed by the fires that are lit all over Eretz Yisrael, that every Medurah is like a Ner Neshama to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, and the concept of a Ner and Eish represent the inner spiritual energy of every individual, represent relationship to the Shechina. There's Zohar, which is quoted by the Balatanya. For those of us who are wearing Tanya, I mean myself and one other person, after I was requested by everyone to learn Tanya. So the Zohar points out, Amar Hu Yanuka, that Chacham Einav Me'al Rosho, that a Chacham looks upwards because the Shekhinah is above every Jew, and the Shekhinah is like the burning light, and the Jew is the Ptila, is the wick, and the Jew is feeding the energy to the Shekhinah via Torah or Mitzvos. It's all turned into one unit. Kuchibrichu v'oraisa v'Yisrael chadhem. We're dealing over here with one candle, one Zohar, everything being put together. And that's pretty much what all the rest of the Zohar is zil gemar. One can learn, but that's the core, that's the essence, and that's the unique nature of Lag BaOmer, and that's what's felt in Eretz Yisrael. When Chazal tell us that in Eretz Yisrael, the whole concept of Kol Yisrael Revim Zebazeh was only when Kol Yisrael crossed the Yarden, when they moved into Eretz Yisrael. Again, Chas V'Shalom, I know that in Chutz La'aretz is a tremendous Ma'isa Chesed that are done between a Jew and a fellow Jew, but to feel it mamash as a national grouping, to feel a sense of unity, that one has to come to Eretz Yisrael, and when does one feel it more than any other time on Lag BaOmer? So that's my humble opinion, what Lag BaOmer is all about. It's a transition also within the time of the Omer. The Omer is 49 days. It's divided into 32 and 17. The first 32 days are Lamed days of the Lev. And then the 17 are Tov. Tov Yatzar Kavod Lishmo. Kavod Gematria is Lamed Beis. That the Lamed Beis serves as the means, that via Kvod Shamayim, via Kvod Habrios, that's the means for reaching Tov. That's the means for reaching what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us for. He created us V'inei Tov Ma'od. He created us in order to give us Tov. And we're dealing over here with the progression. And punkt, the Lag BaOmer is the transition from the means to the end. Okay, that's. We can now learn.
What's amazing